Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Mark. Let's appreciate Mark. Hallelujah. And let's appreciate the worship team also. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Mark Namanya, good to see you. Yes, good to see you. Good to see all of you. This morning, my children had breakfast. Hallelujah. Not Rolex from the roadside. Their mother returned. Yes, their mother returned, so there was food in the house. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Nehemiah, you're back from school early. He's finished. Okay. We finished high school okay. He has finished high school. So next is uni. Okay, let's thank God for that. He has finished high school. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, hallelujah. Yes. Did I see your wife somewhere? Sam? She's there. Okay? Yeah. Children, it is not my doing that you remain here. Hallelujah. Yes, your teacher has decided that you remain here. Glory be to God. Yes. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. God is very, very good. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, I thank God that today I have something slightly different to talk about. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm happy about that. Glory be to God. Now, the last three or so Sundays were talking about that God remembers the oath he made with us. Is that correct? The oath is made with us. Sam, with us or to us. High school graduates. Oath to us or with us? Okay. Eden, to us, with us. To us. Sam said with us. Flavia, to us, with us. Your name is Balo, so you shouldn't be like the rest. You should distinguish yourself. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, Gerard, too? To us. Yes, I think so. Yes, it is to us. Sam, you told me with us. Yes, it is to us. So anyway, the Lord made an oath to us, okay? You know how it happened and the genesis of it, okay? And it was just as he did with Abraham after he sacrificed Isaac, okay? The Bible says in Genesis 22, verse 16, that God said to Abraham that, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I'll bless you, and multiplying I'll multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sun which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies." Then in verse 18 it says that, "In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." Why? "Because you have obeyed my voice to sacrifice unto me your son." All right? So even us, when we sacrifice unto God our best, the worship he requested of us that time, okay, he said that, I swear to you that blessing will be multiplied, okay, No, multiplying, you'll be multiplied. Okay? And through you, nations will be blessed. Glory be to God. Okay, so that was 6 years ago. Okay, so God was essentially saying that the vision of this church will come to pass. Okay? The vision, one of the places it's highlighted is in 1 Chronicles 22:5, which says that the house of the Lord to be built must be what? Must be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Don't you want to open those windows, at least some of them? Please open the windows. No. This is not right. Okay? All the windows are closed. Okay? And it has stopped raining. Okay? Those which cannot be opened, don't try. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? In school, in high school, yes, I remember the time when they repaired the windows which had gotten broken. Okay? So I remember at one assembly, the headmaster told us that, please, don't go and test the firmness, right? To see if they are firm enough, okay? Because you know what would have happened. Yeah, anyway, so God made an oath to us, isn't it? That these things will happen. So he told Abraham that in your seed, all the nations of the earth would be what? Blessed. Glory be to God. He told him, in your seed. I hope you all know what that meant. Okay? In Abraham's seed, okay, all nations of the earth would be blessed. Okay, now just to remind you, that seed, it was talking about Jesus. Okay? Galatians chapter 3, verse 16 says that to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seeds. Okay? Eden, you remember? He said that God saw to Abraham that in your seed, all the nations of earth will be blessed. Okay? God didn't say, and to you, your seeds. Okay? It was seed, singular. Okay? So here it says that, and to seeds as of many, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ. So that seed was talking about Christ. Amen? Because if you remember, we read some time ago, we read the genealogy of Matthew, okay? And we saw that Jesus, okay, descended from Abraham, okay? And it is Jesus, it is through him that all the nations of the earth were going to be blessed. Of course, when they believe in him for salvation. Glory be to God. Okay, so all the nations of the earth were going to be blessed, okay, through the seed of Abraham, who is Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, when I think about it, this is a side note. Remember, Paul has said that God did not say unto seeds. Okay? Okay? But he said unto your seed. Okay? One of the things this makes me think about is always paying attention to what God has said. You understand? Eh? If God tells you something, please hear and understand what he has said. You know, don't add to it. Glory be to God. Now, like Paul is saying that, oh, you guys, God did not say to seeds. Yeah? Let us go back. He said to seed. That's very important. Okay? Hallelujah. So, probably, okay, some people were adding an S to God's word, to God's promise. But God, but Paul said, no, yagamba one, and see go emu. Okay? Glory be to God. In Uganda, a seed is ensigo. Okay? In Rutoro, embibo. Okay? What's your name? Bob. In Richiga, it's what? Embibo. Okay? We are cousins with those guys. Glory be to God. Aha. Should I come for you? Swahili, it's what? Mr. Balo, would you know? In Swahili. Yeah? Hujui? Okay. I think it is Umbegu or something like that. Yes. You have ever been in Tanzania? Me says it's okay. You said, it's what? So I got it. Give me a big hand clap. Glory be to God. Now, glory is going to say that I am learning difficult words before I learn the simple ones. But what is difficult about a seed? Okay? This is what I told her this morning, which means firstborn in Swahili. Then she was like, but your teacher is first, teaching you big words. What is so big about firstborn? Glory be to God. Anyway, so, but this is important. Eh? Okay? Glory be to God. Not adding, because usually that's where chaos starts. When people add to what God has said. And usually, Bambi, they are very innocent. Okay? Hallelujah. That's why usually when someone comes and tells me that God told me in a dream that this and this, okay? God told me in a dream that this, I always tell them that, first tell me the dream. Tell me that dream. Because I don't want to go by their interpretation, especially for those dreams which require interpretation. Okay? Hallelujah. Someone could have interpreted the dream wrong. Now you're going, so you're going to start with what they have told you. So you're going to start on a wrong note. Okay? Maybe to counsel or to advise. You're starting on a wrong note. You're going to begin talking about things which God didn't say. Then you encourage someone in things which God didn't say. Hallelujah. Okay? Then you will also be added to the list of the people who confirm that what God said. Glory be to God. Okay? God told someone, I'm going to give you a seed. Okay? Then the person, just innocence or just complacency or just carelessness, they add an S. Like God said, I'm going to give you a car. Huh? Then someone else said, God told me he'll give me cars. Okay? You see, eh? Hallelujah. Then and that's where the problem, you know, God said, I'll give you, for example, God said, told you, I'll give you accommodation. Huh? Accommodation. Then someone says, God said he will give me a house. Okay? In fact, I wrote it down in my notebook. God said he will give me a house. It was in a dream. It was vivid, you know? Then when you ask, so you tell me the dream, eh? You tell me the dream you had. Then say, in the dream, Mr. Osami Soke appeared to me and he told me, don't worry, God is going to give you accommodation. Say, what? But you said house. You know, hallelujah. So someone has been on God's case for a house. Okay? A sister of theirs gave them accommodation. But they're like, for me, God promised me a house. In fact, I left my sister's house, my sister's home. Because what? I'm walking by faith. Now the person is there, they are called what? Vagabonds. Eh? Vagabond is not a bad word, is it, Jira? Okay, it's bad, but it's not an abusive one. It is someone who's just homeless, a wanderer, walking, you know, isn't it? Okay, but you understand, it's there. Well, King James, you read it, I think it is Genesis 4. Yeah, brother, it is there. Okay? Someone was going to be a vagabond. Of course, it's bad to be a vagabond. Okay? But it's not like... Anyway, you understand. Hallelujah. So God fulfilled his word. Gave someone accommodation. Okay? Someone took them in. Isn't it? But now these people are now... They messed up because, well, what, my house, what, my sister, for me, I just want to be alone, what? Okay, I'm believing God for my one. Okay? I remember your dad one time used that word. Do you remember? Years ago, vagabond. Do you remember? Hallelujah, glory be. Hallelujah. I just remember. Hey, but your then. He wasn't referring to my wife, okay? He was talking about some people, okay? Anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, but Bob, I hope you have noted that. This could be the only thing for some of you that God wants you to take from this what? The service. Okay, Paul said, no, God did not say seeds. He said, unto seed. Okay? Hallelujah. Who is who? Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, please, I emphasize, when God speaks to you, make sure you get him correctly. Okay? And thereafter, do not add to what he has said and do not subtract. Okay? Don't add. Don't do what? Subtract. Okay? Bridget, you've heard. Hallelujah. We have all heard, isn't it? Don't add. Don't do what? Don't subtract. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you need an addition, okay? To what God told you, go to him. Okay? Go to him. Okay? And if there's need be, he will add unto what he said. Glory be to God. For example, you need clarification. Okay? For example, it has become tight to hold on to the word. Things are tight. Okay? And you need encouragement. You need, you go to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, very important, isn't it? Very what? Very, very important. Hallelujah. Children, have you heard what I've said? When God gives you a promise, don't add anything to that or promise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Children, for example, if God who tells you, I'm going to, what's his name? The man who got an injury. Matthew. If God says, I'm going to take you to Arsenal's Academy. Okay, no, Academy. Okay? Academy, like a soccer. Now, you see, the temptation can be you can add that God said, my parents will take me to the academy. But did God say your parents will? Maybe they will. He will use them. But he didn't say that. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, that age also, there's also now the temptation to add, God said, he will take me to an academy abroad. An academy what? Abroad. But did God say abroad? But because we think that all the academies that God can take people to are out of this country. So we add. Then someone, now an opportunity comes for the young man to go to an academy. Where, Mark Namanya? Bypass. Vipers. Could bypass. Okay. Vipers Academy. It's on Entebbe Road somewhere. What's that place? Chitende. Then the young man jumps. Murphy jumps. Say, for me, I'll go, you said abroad. These Ugandans don't know soccer. Abroad where my sister is. Because even my sister went abroad. So it makes sense that even me. Now the great blunder will be if Mrs. Umujimba also believes the addition. Because Mrs. Umujimba is going to be under pressure to raise the money for the academy in the what? She has believed the child's what? Addition. Because pressure in the house. Hallelujah. Pressure where? In the house to raise, and those academies, I think, are more expensive than universities. Mark, isn't that so? Mr. Ballo, you know something about academies. Hey, they are more expensive, man, than uni, whatever. Do you know that, Bruce? Hey, don't play with academies. We'll play with them if God has given you one. Hallelujah. Hey. Anyway, you guys, this is important. Eh? Don't add to what God has told you. When you add, you're going to mess yourself up. You're going to start believing for things which God didn't say. And God is not obliged to fulfill what he didn't say. Because in a sense, there's nothing to fulfill. You know, eh? And God is not is not insecure, it's not that he's going to be there feeling embarrassed that my child has told people he's believing for this and yet I did, it's not going to happen. You know, hey, God is very secure in heaven, man. Seated on his throne and life will go on. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay, always pay careful attention to what the Lord has told you. Pay what? Pay careful attention to what the Lord. If you have had it in a dream, the best thing to do immediately you get up, write it down. Before you forget a certain detail that will make you add on to what God said. Hallelujah. Amen. God gave you a promise. I'll supply all your needs, isn't it? Then now you start saying, God said he's going to make me a billionaire. Hallelujah. But did God say that? Yeah? He didn't say, I'm going to make you a billionaire. He said, I'm going to supply all what? Yeah, but it's possible that you become a billionaire also. Okay? But leave that to him until he returns and adds that, by the way, hey, I'll not only supply all your needs, but I'll also make you a what? A billionaire. Okay? So that you can hobnob with Mr. Trump. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, that is one of the keys to living a stressful, a stress-free life. Glory be to God. Many children of God are stressed. And one of the things they are stressed about is they are believing God for things he didn't, what? He didn't promise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Huh? You're a young girl and you somehow you believe God say that he's going to give you a French Canadian. There's a girl I knew. Alan didn't see that what? We're coming. Okay? There's a girl I knew, I think some Ugandan guy, a black Ugandan. I think I'd broken her heart. Eh? Then she got visions of what? Anyway, she got the thing of to hell with Ugandans. For me, French Canadian. Like, I don't know even where she got that thing from. Either she was into movies or something like that. French Canadian. But bam, anyway, God healed her, amen? Right now, she's married to a black Ugandan. Hallelujah. But just imagine if she had continued to pursue that thing. That's how you begin, you start being a thug so that you can get a visa to Canada or what? You craft all things so that you can escape to what? So that you can go and pursue the French or Canadian. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So, God did not say to seeds as of many, but seed to one who is Christ. And through Christ, all the nations of the earth were going to be blessed. Of course, if they believe in him. Okay? Like us now, we are blessed with the blessing of Abraham. Okay? We are born again. We accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. So, through Jesus, the seed of Abraham, okay, the nations were going to be blessed. And that is why Jesus is referred to as the desire of all nations. In Haggai chapter 2, verse 16. Verse 16 of verse 6. Okay? For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land. Okay? Verse 7. Okay? And I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. Hallelujah. Okay? This is talking about the end times. What is coming in the end times? Amen? Hallelujah. The desire of all nations. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? When I read that verse, the desire of all nations, okay? I remember many years ago, okay? I wanted my firstborn. Okay? Glory, they want to hear the Swahili word. Okay? I wanted my firstborn to be a girl. Hallelujah. And I desire, it was my greatest desire. Okay? Hallelujah. My greatest what? Desire. Of course, the greatest desire is Jesus. It should be, but you understand what I mean. Okay? Hallelujah. And I was like, because it's a great desire, okay? I say that, I will name her Desire. Glory be to God. Now, God was good to me. God was what? God was very good to me, okay? He gave me a firstborn, a girl. Hallelujah. Yeah. And she's called Eden. Hallelujah. She's not called Desire. She's called Eden. Okay? The lesson for the young men who are not yet married. The lesson is sometimes, okay? Please write that. Never forget it. Regan. Yes, after you pass on the baby. Chiwandike. Yeah. Oftentimes, many times, wives are more powerful than husbands. Write that down, because if you go boingira ufumbo nga tochimanyi, if you enter a marriage and you didn't know that, okay, you're going to get a shocker and it might mess you up. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, the ladies who are here, don't go into marriage with this thing that, I'm going to be the most powerful. I said sometimes it so happens that what? You're the most powerful. Glory be to God. They threw me a compensation of sorts. Desiree. And it is about like a fifth name somewhere, doesn't it? Desiree, what is Desiree? And it is unheard of. You know those names which you have? And when someone says that name, you can't even dance. You understand? Because they have to remind you that it's your name. So Desiree Kalieri over number 5 ku passport. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But when Eden got to know that she was supposed to be called Desire, she began to say, man, that's the name I want. Glory be to God. But somehow it was too late. Amen. Glory be to God. So the desire of all what? Nations. That is Jesus, the seed of Abraham. Okay? Whether people want to know or they don't, the truth of the matter is they all need Jesus. They all need what? Jesus. These sheikhs, the imams who, like that imam who instigated the youth in Ajuman to beat up Christians like over pork. Did you see it in the news? Yumbe. He needs Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay? His heart of hearts desires Jesus. Okay? Every human being, man, they all need Jesus. Glory be to God. Museveni needs Jesus. Hallelujah. So does, what's his name? Biden. Glory be to God. The Pope. Okay, the whole human race needs Jesus for their salvation. If they don't accept Jesus, man, they're going to perish. And the perishing is eternal. The perishing is what? Eternal. Okay? Hallelujah. That's how I speak to Muslims. Okay? I tell them that you have sins. Okay? What are you going to do with those sins? Sins have to be punished. So what is the solution to your sins? Let's first stop this Muhammad thing, but let's talk about you. Okay, you have sins. What? Like, sins have to be punished. Okay? In the Quran, what is the remedy for that? And they don't have one. Then I tell them that now Jesus died for you. He took your sins. Okay? Then I tell them that if you refuse to accept that he died for you, Then you're saying that I will die for myself. I'll be punished for my sins. Hallelujah. Okay? Then you see, we have turned Jesus into things that are much less than what he came to do. Okay? We promise Muslims, if you get saved, you become wealthy. Okay? You see, we add on to what? Hallelujah. Now, what happens if you meet a wealthy Muslim? What are you going to tell him? What are you going to tell him? In fact, the guy will ask you that, do you want money or what? Hallelujah. You see? That thing gets said to become what? Okay? This is certain some fool. Years ago, I saw, there's a church, you know that road after the lights? When you're going to minister's village. Okay? Just after the light, when you, that's when you're sloping down. Somewhere on the left, after that place that used to be a supermarket. Anyway, there was a place there. Someone had opened a church there years ago. And it was called, I forget what it was called. Okay, so there was the name of the church. Then there was the vision for the church. Okay? The vision for the church was become rich and go to heaven. That was the vision for the, not like us who have Christ for nations, okay? Their guys, they wrote it there for the whole world to see. Was it called Wisdom Factor or something like that? Then there was becoming rich, something like that, becoming rich and going to heaven. Can you imagine? Now, that just shows that this, that was definitely a mufele. That was a mufele proper. Who was going to, his plan was to become rich using all the fools who would join. Hallelujah. Becoming rich and going. Now, God has no problem with us becoming rich. Hallelujah. You know, but that is not why Jesus came. Jesus died for, in fact, even his name, okay? The angel Gabriel told Mary that the child will be called Jesus because he will save his people from their what? Sins. That is the most important thing. That's the most important what? Thing. Okay? Salvation. Okay? Salvation. Hallelujah. Salvation is the most important thing. Okay, so be careful, okay, of you want someone to get saved, then to entice them. In fact, it's like to trick them into what? Okay, you start to add things, man. Eh? You know, things to entice them. Then they get saved and they don't see those things. Okay? Then they go back. Hallelujah. Okay? You can say, yeah, get saved for a sin, but if God wants whatever, he'll give you those things. But don't be the one to say that he will give you this, and he will give you this, and he will give you a visa, and he will give you... Okay? Right now, churches are full this morning because people have gone to hear how God is going to give them what? Visas to Canada. For you know what? French Canadians. I'm joking. But then people are, you know, and there's nothing wrong with going to Canada. There's not, if you want to go, there's nothing wrong with believing God for a visa. But if that is why people are getting saved, okay, then, man, it is very bad. Okay? So people get saved. They don't get the conviction that they are sinners. Okay? Because people are supposed to be convicted that they are sinners so they can go to Jesus. Okay? For the forgiveness of sins, isn't it? So people say, undoko say, not because of conviction for sin, but because they told me this and this, what I'm going to get. Okay, so now that's the reason why you find big time carnality in churches. People don't care how they live. Okay, because they didn't, getting saved, they were not convicted. Yeah? Or sin. So they get saved in quotes and they continue in sin. Because that's not why they got saved. Okay? That whole thing of you organize what stupid, who cannot things so that you can attract youth. So by youth, never did endongo. Endongo ya yes. Never ja. Then you think baloko say. No. The majority haven't. That's why you find them messing themselves up in the worship teams, in the mass worship teams. Worship mass worship teams, these are ways. Siba locally. Okay? Mwabaita randongo, but you didn't tell them about sin. So that is not there, is they don't care. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Sheki, you're hearing. Okay? That one is known as a pastor church. Hallelujah. Hey, you should tell people that if they don't go to Jesus to wash away their sins, they're going to hell. Okay, Sheki? Yes. Hallelujah. Now, when the Lord tells us that we're here, Christ for the nations, that we shall be a blessing to the nations, okay? It basically means we're going to tell the world about Jesus. And we're going to tell the world the most important thing about Jesus. What he came to do. And he came to die for our sins. Hallelujah. Okay? When he told Abraham that in your seed all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Okay? You remember Paul has told us he was talking about Christ, who would come to die for all nations. Okay? Now for us, our blessing the nations means telling them about Jesus. Okay? And we tell them the true Jesus. Do you know you can be told another Jesus? The scriptures is there. You can preach another Christ, man. Hallelujah. But what this real Jesus? Okay? The Son of God. Okay? Who became flesh to die for our sins. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Okay? We're going to tell the world. Of course, starting with us, we have to tell ourselves. Okay? What Jesus came to do for us. Jesus came to die for us. Glory be to God. Jesus came to do what? To die for our sins. Hallelujah. Okay? And now as a church, we're supposed to go to the nations and we tell them about Jesus, that he died for them. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 28 from verse 18. Jesus came and spoke to his disciples, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all what? Nations. Okay? Go make disciples of all nations. Okay, that is the mandate of the church. That is the mandate of our church. Okay? Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Okay? By the way, Mr. Ubalo, what does Reverend Dana, what does he have to say like about water baptism? and sprinkling. How does he deal with that? You know, by the way, he has a sister who is a reverend. Yes, and the reverend is a pastor. Okay? So I'm asking him, because the Anglicans don't immerse, isn't it? They sprinkle and they say that it's baptism. And she's born again. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. Okay. But she doesn't say that on the pulpit. Yeah. Yeah. Many of them, Bambi, they believe that they know the truth. Okay. By the way, this word baptizing, okay, for those who don't know, it means immersion. Okay? Like you can baptize this phone. Okay? It means immerse it in water. Okay? Now, it was never an English word. Okay? So the word was baptizo. Okay? Greek, okay? To immerse, baptizo. Okay, now the question is, why didn't the English translators translate it into the English word immerse? My body, but here. Okay, so they had to invent an English word, baptize. Because they're like, man, if we do the correct translation, the English word immerse, we're going to get in trouble. So I think, in a sense, I think they were wise. Okay, they invented a word, baptize, from baptism. Okay, but they expected people to go and find out what is the meaning of this new English word. Then they will find out it means immerse. Anyway, but Bambi, they were playing it safe. The new man, the church, will come after them when they show people the truth. Okay, that you're supposed to be immersed in water. Now, many Anglican reverends and whatever, Bambi, they know the truth. But because the institution they're in is for this man, hence that talk of... it is not baptism, it is just dedicating. But you called it baptism. But you're actually dedicating. So you can see they're just being what? Some would use the word snookered. They are snookered. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, if you're here and you've never been baptized, if you've never been immersed in water, okay, you should do that. Glory be to God. We always do it here, okay? We used to do it every end of the month, the last Sunday of the month, okay? And that is still in place, okay? Just forward your name to Rachel and we shall arrange. Hallelujah. Amen. And then you'll be baptized. The Bible, what? The way Jesus was baptized. Always use the Jesus example. Ask them, how was Jesus baptized? Then you look those end as you wait for the answer. Hallelujah. You went down, out. That is a true one. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So, we are supposed to make disciples of all nations. Verse 20, teaching them to observe all things that are what? Commanded. Okay, teaching them to do what? Observe all things I have commanded. Okay? Hallelujah. Oria, We live in your age, in your dispensation. Okay? Some preachers say there's now nothing else to obey, nothing to observe. But before Jesus went away, he said there are some things he left to be taught, and those things have to be obeyed. Hallelujah. Okay? So, and those things have to be taught. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? There are commandments which are supposed to be obeyed now by Christians. And some of those commandments, if they are not obeyed, okay, Christians will get into trouble. Okay? The worst of them all is that they'll end up in hell. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They'll end up in what? In hell. Hallelujah. Man, the fear of hell must come back to church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Nze usimanyi oba ndi immature oba chi. But I think about man going to hell. And those are some of the things which check me, man. I'm telling you, I think about hell every day. Okay? Of course, I also think about heaven. When I think about hell, I'm like, I don't want to go there. I want to go to heaven. Okay? But these days, the hell equation, it is out of the picture, man. Hallelujah. But that thing has to come back. Glory be to God. Otherwise, we have churches, huge churches, but the number of people going to heaven, okay? You find a church, maybe let's say it is 1,000 people, but you can find when in that church only 20 people are going to heaven. The rest are not going. Number one, they didn't get saved. The youth were not told the reason why. The rule is reason about Jesus coming to church. They were just told that we have an option for you. Instead of going to a nightclub to dance, in our churches we also dance. Can you behave you? Instead of dancing those things, you come and dance for the Lord. Okay? So what do? They come and dance to Christian what? Music. But they didn't get saved. But they didn't what? They're just dancing to Christian music. Because that's what you told them. There are places, even in fact, man, the nightclub can be blown up by terrorists. So man, be careful. So it is safer to dance in church, okay, Kali. And when they come to church to dance, they come like they are going to dance. You understand? Then now, because you don't want to lose them, you continue talking stupidity. Things to keep them around. Okay? Instead of man, getting them to be convicted by the Holy Spirit for their sins so they can give their lives to Jesus. So now they can dance well for Jesus. Okay? Hallelujah. So that is the... Oh, yeah, so 1,000 people, the majority of the youth have never actually gotten saved. Okay? The others who got saved, they are like, they matter, the blood of Jesus. Okay? Everything I will ever do, byona, sealed. So they live in sin. Okay? And they don't realize that they are on their way to hell. Hallelujah. Okay, these things have to be said. They have to be what? Said. Hallelujah. They have to be said. And that is helping people. You remember God who told Abraham that in your seed, all the nations of the earth were going to be blessed. Okay? So you cannot preach and you want to be a blessing to people and you don't present to them the real deal. Okay? You know, Jesus and what he came to do. Okay? And that the commandments to obey. Glory be to God. The commandments to what? To obey. And some of those commandments, neglecting them, living otherwise, okay, is taking people to hell. It is taking Christians to hell. Christians. Hallelujah. Okay? Once upon, you know, like I always say, when I got saved, these are the things I knew when I got saved. What I'm saying now. But a few years thereafter, okay, some people, they did deceive me, but I got deceived by what they were preaching, and I fell for it. Okay, Joseph Prince, Andrew Mark, okay? Then a few years there, I was like, I've been deceived. Then I came back to Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But I thank God that Naitako Keyo, that I've ever been there. Because I know what they preach. I know the arguments for, against, like I know man their lies properly. Hallelujah. Like I don't know if that time I died, would I go to heaven? Would I have gone to heaven? Okay? I don't know. Okay? But interestingly, I was obeying the commandments. But at the same time, I was telling people, that it doesn't matter. You just get saved. The moment you get saved, pa, sealed for life. Okay? I remember one time I went to, I think I'd gone to buy tires at City Oil on a Ginger Road, Chireka, Nakawa, a band somewhere there. Then I met a lady, I think she was a manager of the place. I told her about with Jesus. She told me she's from Kenya. So she said, yeah, I was once saved, but you know, I got some, like, issues, and, okay? Then I could tell about what she's referring to. I think her life became a bit, what? Shady, and she put that stuff on hold. Then I tell her, when did you get saved? She told me about it. Then I said, you got saved. Then she looked at me, like, she wanted to believe me, because, like, it was too good, good news, very good news. But then she was also not sure. Baba, I remember, I did very, very bad, isn't it? Unilikuwa mbaya sana. Hallelujah. Is that right? Glory be to God. Yes, I was very, very bad, Bambi, to her. Hallelujah. Amen? But you see, we have to say these things. And you see, the first thing you should do if you want to say these things, what? Properly. Don't be wanting people to like you. You see, now, that's the problem. We are there, it's like we are, what is it called? We are looking for people to love us. People to like us. Like, why? Why are you looking for people to like you? Okay, Jesus likes you. In fact, he likes you so much. But you fear to tell them the truth because when you tell them, they'll reject you. So what? Before you told them, you were alone. You understand? When they reject you, you're still alone. Kati, what's the problem? Hallelujah. Okay? This way, churches are filled with chaps, youth who are not born again because the pastor, they want the guys to leave him. Like, what's wrong with the pastor? Okay? You have your Jesus, isn't it? Okay? So tell people the truth. Help them. Be a blessing to them as God promised Abraham. Okay? You see, human beings are here for a very short time. Okay? Nehemiah. Okay? The way in which now you're seeing that 90 years is so far. Okay? But man, those years run so what? They run so fast. And after that, people are going to either hell or heaven. Okay? And that is why, man, this Roman Catholic thing, man, that invention of purgatory. Ay, 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 ay. That thing is a killer. Okay? That thing is a killer. The popes are there telling homosexuals, you're okay. Recently, homosexuals were at the Vatican. Okay? Popes, you're kawa, man. Popes are hobnobbing with Muslims. You're kawa, eh? You also what? You're Muslim. Okay? You're an Arab. Hey, you're also a son of Abraham because you all came from Abraham. You're kawa because we all believe in the religion of Abraham. That talk, eh? We were one, Abraham. They call it Abrahamic what? Abrahamic religion. Christians, Abraham. Muslims, the Arabs, they, again, no more Abraham. But they don't tell them this, that the seed of Abraham was Christ. You know, they are just, you see, the Catholic Church, you talk about politics. The most political institution is not NRM. Okay? It's a Catholic Church. Politics. And ultimately, they want to rule over you. Okay, Martin Luther, they tell, what's her name, Reverend Diana. Okay, Martin Luther, you guys went because the issue was about faith. We are only saved by faith. Okay, now we also agree. We also now agree. So let us be together. Eh? That is the bottle. Now we agree. But don't talk about their things of purgatory, their things of Mary. No. Faith. We also agree. So now what's your problem? Come back. Now we are one. Okay? That is their what? Stupidity. And people fall for it. Hallelujah. Amen. Purgatory. Tell you, no, you won't go to hell. You just go to some place. Okay? It's a bit rough, but we who remain, we who are still alive and remain, we shall pray for you. Then you will get out and go to heaven. That is, man. That's why, man, this Catholic, Roman Catholic thing. Okay, if you believe in hell, that hell exists, you should be so angry at that Roman Catholic lie because it is taking people to hell. Do you know what's her name? Your Speaker of Parliament. Hey, the chick is always in the Vatican. Comforted, you're kawa. Okay, Nabanja, November, rosary, big one, everyone has to see. Nature Grania Jirina. You see, comfort. All Catholics are comforted. Balibulunji. That is why they hate Balokole who preach the truth. Because are you causing division? Christians were supposed to be one. Catch him over, look at him later. Okay? But they don't know that Bambi were trying to be a blessing to them. Hallelujah. To tell them about the real Jesus and what he came to do. Okay? He came to die for us. And after he died for us, he told us that there are some commandments to observe. Hallelujah. Some commandments to do what? To observe. And we should do that. Hallelujah. We should do what? We should do that. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, the Bible says in Hebrews 12:14 that without holiness, no one will see God. Okay? Children, are you listening? Without holiness, if you don't live a life that is pleasing to God, okay? Okay? Without holiness, no one will see God. Basically, without holiness, no one is entering the kingdom of God. Isn't it? So that means that Pastor Moses, okay, Mr. Asami Soke, okay, Mrs. Lydia Namanya, Alan and Anura, we should live holy lives. All of us in this room. We should do what? Live holy lives. The devil has... telling you, the devil is a very bad devil. Okay? There's a way... He has a goal. There's a way in which he... What's the word? He tarnished. He made the word holiness to be a bad word. Yeah? Isn't it? When you talk about... When you talk about holiness, hey, it's like you've cursed. Say, oh, what holier than thou? What do you think? You know, now it's like people fear to say the word holiness. Okay? So people have to find some other words to say, be good. Be good. Why? You know, but the Bible also has the word holiness. Okay, and you say, without holiness, and holiness means being set apart. That's what it means. Being set apart, being sanctified. Okay? Holiness, being set. So that means that you don't do what the world does. Hallelujah. Okay? When I think about that, I remember I just gotten born again. Okay? Then... But this pastor guy, he's turning away from the Lord, began back in the day. So, this guy, you remember? There's a thing that came for you, you are still in high school, okay? Because I got saved when you're in high school. You saw me, it's okay. But I'm sure you heard about it. Where they were like now, because you see, some youth were born again, wanted to go to nightclubs to dance. Eh? So this pastor guy, Ukayanja, okay, who came up with it was some guy who was in KPC. I understand, yeah, he left the country. Okay? He came up with a solution to that. He's like, enough. Even us, the born again, we shall have one day at the nightclub, one night, and it will be ours. Did you ever hear that stuff? I think the guy who began, who was my aunt or something like that, he was a son, I think, to a big guy. So there was a night when now Balokole were going to the nightclub. Useko Ange, one of those. You never heard about it? Now, the pastors of KPC said, for us, we are not involved in that guy's things. They came out openly. Guess who was like, no, it's Kawa, it's Kawa. Owerubaga. And I think he was there for the first night. I'm telling you, it happened. Bridget, do you remember some of that? Yes! But some God Baruch made noise. What? Then the thing what came to an end, and the guy who flew out of the country. You see, now that is not holiness. Holiness, you're set apart. Okay? There's some places you don't go to. There's some things you don't do. Because Oli Moloko le, Oli wa Yesu. Glory be to God. Amen? You don't. Okay? And especially, man, when you understand that without holiness, no one will see God, you will be like, man. Okay? Then, anyway, I can go on and on with this thing. But This, I'm talking to you about the real Jesus. Okay? And what he came to do. Okay? We're supposed to accept him as Lord and Savior. Then live for him in holiness. Glory be to God. Otherwise, we shall not see him. We shall not inherit the kingdom of God. We shall go to hell. Okay? Mark Namanya grew up hearing purgatory. He believed it. By the way, there are some former Catholics who got saved. Bambi, they're saved now. When you tell them it's not there, there's way in which they somehow want to believe it's there. But you tell them, you man, you got saved. Where is it in the Bible? But they're like Chiba Isa Bubi. Then you start to wonder, did these guys really get saved? You've met them. Yes, purgatory, Mary. And you start to, guy, hallelujah. But you leave them to the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we shall continue from here next Sunday, God willing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, is everyone in this place born again? Hallelujah. Is everyone in this place born again? Okay? If you're not born again, you should accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Okay? Adults, youth, the little children. Okay? In your heart, you can tell Jesus that I accept you as my Lord. And that's what I did university. No one made me say the so-called sinner's prayer. I was alone in my room, Northcote, one morning. And I told Jesus, everything my Balokole friends have told me, it is true. Then I told him that today, I am born again. Full stop. Forgive me my sins. What service have I? I accept Jesus. Today I'm born again. Hallelujah. Amen. And you can do that. Okay? You can tell Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. Today I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Okay? Children, you can say that in your hearts. Youth, adults, you're here, not born again. Just say that in your heart and mean it. Glory be to God. And when you do that, you will be born, you will have become born again. Alright? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.